The explosion in the availability of student loans and other means of financing higher education has allowed many Americans to attend college who may not have been able to otherwise. But has the increased availability of student loans put higher education on the path to financial collapse? Glenn Reynolds believes so. A law professor at the University of Tennessee and the man behind Instapundit.com, Reynolds sees similarities between the housing market and the student loan market. In a recent op-ed piece in the Washington Examiner, he argues that just like in the housing market before the recession, quote, buyers see that everyone else is taking on mounds of debt, and so are more comfortable when they do so themselves. For a generation, the value of what they're buying has gone up steadily. What could go wrong? Everything continues smoothly until at some point it doesn't, unquote. Reynolds cites the root causes of this bubble as readily available credit and the belief that college is a necessity if one plans to be successful. But does the bubble really exist? Neil McCluskey, the associate director of the Center for Educational Freedom at the Cato Institute, says that there is a bubble, but it's not likely to burst.
You could very well reach a point where people will refuse to take out any more loans or loans of any greater size than they already have. The problem is that government never seems to be willing to put the brakes on how much they will forgive of student loans and other ways of increasing the amount that kids take out in loans, but that someone else pays for.
That amount is likely to go up. A provision in the health care reconciliation bill made modifications to the income-based repayment system for federal loans. Beginning in 2009, borrowers who chose the income-based repayment option would use no more than 15% of their income to pay down their loans, and any debt remaining after 25 years would be forgiven. The new standard, scheduled to take effect in 2014, reduced the maximum payment to 10% of income and allow forgiveness after 20 years, although any debt that is forgiven will be considered taxable income. McCluskey says that even with the increases in forgiveness, the bubble still won't burst.
You'd see still bigger and bigger total student loans taken out, but there wouldn't be a bubble that bursts because down the line, the people are taking out the loans. The students aren't the ones who are going to pay them back.
McCluskey believes that the best way to put an end to the student loan bubble without causing the higher education market to crash is to gradually remove the federal government from all financial aid, including grants. He argues that removing the government could not only benefit students, but taxpayers as well.
The best thing we could do is have an organized removal of the federal government from higher education. And then you have the huge benefits of higher education being as rationally priced as things you buy normally on the free market that don't inflate at ridiculous rates. And you begin to relieve taxpayers of the gigantic burden that they pay so that often wealthy kids can go to college by sending lots of money to colleges and universities that those colleges and universities don't need.
Mark Kantrowitz, the publisher of popular financial aid websites FineAid.org and FastWeb.com, believes that there isn't a higher education bubble and that income-based repayment addresses the biggest problem facing the student loan industry.
With the federal government making all federal loans, and there really isn't that much potential for a bubble, the real problem is the affordability of the debt.
But could the private loan industry collapse? Shelley Repp, general counsel for the National Council of Higher Education Loan Programs, disagrees with Reynolds' idea that capital is widely available.
As a matter of fact, today, on the private loan side, there's probably a dearth of capital. It's not a bubble. There's probably a dearth of capital out there. There's more demand than supply, I think, today.
Reynolds believes that if the bubble bursts, higher education will put a higher focus on providing what he calls useful majors, such as engineering and nursing, rather than boutique majors. But if McCluskey, Kantrowitz, and Rep are correct, it's likely that majors such as bowling industry management, viticulture and enology, that's the fancy term for winemaking, and Canadian studies will have a place on America's college campuses for years to come. So what can students and parents do to avoid getting in over their heads in student loan debt? Log on tomorrow for part 3 of our series to get advice from the experts and hear what higher education is doing to help. This is Jason Sokol of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.